Hello there. Welcome to the Visionary Practice Solutions podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah, and I am here to talk all things private practice, helping you to build your vision of the private practice of your dreams. In this welcome episode, I want to address what I hear a lot, which is that private practice is dead. And that's just not true, right? People have been doing private practice for years. People are still successfully doing private practice. But I wanted to address kind of where this is coming from. So there's a few places that I think this is stemming from. The first is from those, whether they're doctors, administrators, or otherwise, those of us who can't see a way out of our broken medical system. As physicians, you know, we've been told that we went to school for medicine and, you know, to leave the business side of things and the business stuff to the business people. We've also had our expertise reduced down to relative value units as our mode of being rewarded for how well we treat patients. And so our current healthcare system has created an environment where physicians don't feel empowered to treat patients the way we would want to be treated. We're expected to just get them through as quickly as possible, see as many people as we possibly can. And it's completely taking away from that doctor-patient relationship. So when you hear things like private practice is dead, the truth is it's not. And we have to understand that that is coming from a place of fear for a lot of us, that we don't know the business side of things, that we assume we can't learn it. And the idea of trying to practice medicine while also running a business can be very overwhelming. I absolutely agree with that. However, there are doctors doing it, and they're doing it successfully. And not just that, but they're doing it in a way that is not only best serving their patients, but it's best serving themselves. And as physicians, we should not forget that we deserve to have a life too, and we deserve to have a practice that works for us, as opposed to just working for our practices. So in this episode, I wanted to give you just three basic reasons, real quick, why private practice is so important and why it can be successful. So the first reason is focusing on that doctor-patient relationship. Now, despite advertising by larger systems that they can offer patients the convenience of getting all their care in one place, any appointment you need, any imaging you need, it's all in one place. When it really comes down to it, if you ask a patient whether they would prefer to be able to conveniently get everything done in one place, or whether they would prefer to have their doctor spend the time to listen to them, I can guarantee you every single time that patient is going to say they would prefer the quality of that doctor-patient relationship over the convenience of being able to get it all done in one place. Medicine is not supposed to be McDonald's. We're not here just to get it out as quickly as possible. We are here to serve our patients to the best of our abilities. And truly, the only place that we're able to do that, that we are able to have that freedom and ability to connect with our patients the way we want to, is in a private practice setting. Now, number two is the ability for a private practice physician to offer their care in an in-office setting. There is actually a move within insurance companies that are looking to reimburse more for something that's done in the office as opposed to an ambulatory care center or especially a hospital, because the cost to the insurance company is lower. Patients also would much rather not have to get three different bills from three different parties if they go have a surgery. They want to know that everything's going to be done in one place, that their doctor is the one taking care of them. The third thing that makes private practice successful is that business skills are learnable. We learned to take care of the human body. I'm pretty sure we can all learn what an accounts receivable spreadsheet looks like. Now, to put in perspective that we all start somewhere, I had no business knowledge going into private practice at all. I have literally Googled everything. I remember sitting in the grocery store parking lot, and this new banker that I was going to be working with, they were moving me into the business sector of my banking branch, and I was so excited because I felt all official. And we talked and we did our introduction, and you know, he told me what he would need from me, including a P&L and, you know, the quarterly statements and all of these different things. And I said, yeah, absolutely. I'll get that over to you. No problem. And then we hung up the phone and I sat in my car in the grocery store parking lot and I Googled what is PNL, like the letters P, N, and L. I had no idea it stood for profit and loss. I didn't know what I was doing. And it took me a minute to find out what it was he was talking about. And at that point, I had to call my bookkeeper, who at the time was my mother, and said, what is a P&L? And can you get this for me? And she laughed and was very humble about it and said, yes, you do have those. And yes, I can get that for you. Why do you need it? And we went from there. But my point of telling that story is I've been running a private practice for 8 years. It's been profitable. I only work 3 days a week right now, and it's still profitable, and I love it. But I did not even know what a profit and loss statement is. So if you are starting from zero, please do not feel bad. Please do not feel that you cannot learn this stuff. It's learnable. You learned the Krebs cycle. You can learn this too. And when you are ready to put together your private practice, your business, know that you can do this. And it really is just dependent on you spending a little time to educate yourself, working with people, whether that's a coach or peers that can help you through this process, and putting together a solid team of people that you trust. Now, the team of people that you need, I'm going to go through that on a different podcast. Some of you may already have them, some of you may not. It's totally okay. And you can change it up anytime you need to. It's all about what you're most comfortable with. So to recap, three main reasons private practice will work. It focuses on the doctor-patient relationship. You can offer in-office care, and there's a huge movement towards doing so. And business is completely learnable for all of us. So that concludes our episode for today. I hope this was a beneficial welcome episode for you. If you have a private practice or you want to create a private practice and would like to find more about our individualized coaching plans that I tailor for clients, please feel free to reach out to me at Dr. Sarah, that's DrSarah VPS for Visionary Practice Solutions at gmail.com. Thank you all for listening, and I hope to see you next time at the Visionary Practice Solutions podcast.